The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. On February 9th this year, a group of Kentucky's legislators revealed the shenanigans of politics by politicians instead of government being operated by statesmen. These shenanigans were led by Speaker of the House Greg Stumbo, a Democrat from Floyd County. Senate Bill 7 would have stopped Kentucky tax dollars from going to that wicked organization which is misleadingly named Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood probably commits more abortions across this nation than any other single organization which does abortions. The bill to defund Kentucky's Planned Parenthood of Kentucky tax dollars was stuck in a Kentucky House of Representatives committee. So advocates presented what's called a procedural bill in order to bring SB 7 to the House floor for an up or down vote. The vote to bring out SB 7 so it could be voted on went like this. 47 voted for SB 7 to come to the House floor for an up or down vote. 10 voted against it coming to the floor for a vote. 39 did not vote at all. When no vote is cast at all in the legislature, that inaction is counted as a vote against the bill. This meant that 49 legislators were against defunding Planned Parenthood. 47 legislators were for defunding Planned Parenthood. To make it even plainer, 47 legislators wanted to stop hundreds of abortions from happening in Kentucky. 49 legislators wanted to keep hundreds of abortions happening in Kentucky this year. It's also interesting to note that all the legislators who voted to keep funding going to Planned Parenthood in Kentucky, or who did not vote at all, which means their action helped keep funding abortions, were Democrat legislators. Thus, if your Kentucky House legislator is a Democrat and is up for re-election, on February 9th, they worked to keep your tax dollars going to an organization which commits hundreds of abortions each year right here in Kentucky. To be more specific, all the East Kentucky Democrats like to be known as a friend to the pro-life movement. What does this procedural vote show? It shows that they are as dishonest as they can be. I respect much more the liberal legislators who forthrightly acted to keep funding going to Planned Parenthood, making no pretense that they were pro-life. In my opinion, nothing is more hypocritical than saying during election time that you want to protect the life of the unborn, but then acting otherwise in the legislative session. I hope you, as a Kentucky citizen, can see through this hypocrisy and work to get others to vote against these legislators in the election on November 8th. The Bible gives the standard for government servants in Exodus 18:21. There, God told Moses to select, or elect as we would say, quote, out of all the people, able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers. Government servants are to be men of truth. If they aren't, they need to be replaced at the very next election. By this standard, every Democratic Mountain House member and a bunch of others should be replaced on November 8th. Am I just attacking Democrats? Absolutely not. If it had been Republicans who voted to keep killing children in the womb, I'd be saying the very same thing. This is not about Democrats and Republicans. It's about legislators keeping their word to the people who voted for them. Will you help remove these dishonest legislators? Or will you consent to murdering children with our tax dollars? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.